Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is, and this morning we are chatting to Tarindu Kaluarachi from the Auckland Bioengineering Institute. Kia ora, how are you, Tarindu?
Kia ora, Rachel, I'm fine, how about you?
I'm very well, thank you, I'm very well. It's great to chat to you this morning. We're talking about AI and some of its interesting interfaces and a particularly fascinating project you've been working on that relates to gardens and poetry and online spaces. Can you give us a little basic overview of your research?
Yeah, so my research is mainly on human-centered artificial intelligence, which is trying to bridge the gap between where theoretical artificial intelligence research is going and where human needs and human problems are going. So there's a little bit of mismatch between these two research directions, and my research mainly focuses on bridging this gap.
Right.
And yeah.
And is that something that you've been looking at for a long time, or is this new research that we're seeing not a lot of in the rest of the world?
I started this in 2020, but this area of research has been there since, I think, 2016, which is fairly a new field of research compared to other areas.
I just wanted to ask you about the poetry element of this, because that's something that I think when we talk about AI, I think people think oftentimes about the computer and the human interaction here, but this seems to be really focusing on the humanity aspect, and poetry seems to be quite an interesting device that you're using to talk about that. Could you explain that side of your research for us, please?
Yeah, so this is actually an installation called Light Sings that we are doing for the Ars Electronica Festival. So Ars Electronica Festival is one of the prestigious events in the world in the field of digital art. And this event would have been held in Austria if it weren't for these COVID restrictions. And however, now since Auckland is also in level 4 lockdown, we will be doing this entirely in the virtual format, and we won't be able to show the actual physical installation. But however, I would explain what we did. So this is actually a collaboration between three labs, which is a ArcSec lab from Architecture Department, Empathic Computing Lab from ABI, and Augmented Human Lab, which is my lab, is also from
right.
ABI. So this thing is an intelligent structure, which is a pavilion, and this pavilion interacts with its visitors.
Oh, so wow. So this is an online space that people can be involved in.
Yeah, of course. So the exhibition starts tomorrow. So people will be able to interact with this if they go to ars.nz, which is ars.nz. And there we build this pavilion which interacts with people that talks in poetry.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it also gets emotional. So pavilion gets emotions, and based on its own emotions, it changes its shape, its voice tone, its graphics, lightings, and sounds. So
that's amazing.
So the whole
project sort of changes and expands depending on, I guess, how people interact with it as well. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct. So the pavilion understands what the visitors are talking to it, and It remembers a story or something, and it tells it out in poetry. And based on the emotion in this poetry, it does certain things like changing shape and changing the voice tone and stuff.
It sounds like quite a beautiful experience for people to have. As you say, it was something that was supposed to happen live, but because of COVID, at least more people will be able to access it. What is the purpose of this research? Why are you exploring this realm of AI and digital communication?
Yeah, so this part is is only a single part of my research, PhD research.
Okay.
So I'm trying to bridge the gap between theoretical AI and AI application. So in doing so, I focus specifically on three domains, like where non-AI experts work. So I want to mainly see how AI can be taken into fields mm-hmm. of non-AI experts and them use this AI. So yeah. So architects is one of the user groups that I am targeting. And so while doing this project, I'm interacting with architects and I'm understanding their perceptions of AI and how AI and architecture can be used together to build new things, and what will be the perception and reactions of people towards this kind of stuff that are built using both AI and architecture aspects.
Fantastic. So,
I will be able to investigate these areas by doing this.
That sounds like such an interesting project and something that could be really, as we move into a more digital space in our everyday lives, something that will be really useful for people in those realms of working in architecture and space and the physical world we inhabit as well as the digital one. Tarindu, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning about your research. For anybody who's interested in checking it out, we'll put all the links up in the podcast after the show so people can go and log on and check it out from tomorrow.
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much, Tarindu. Have a lovely rest of your morning, and I hope you and your bubble are well.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me to talk.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank you.